Now listen to this. See, it is. See, it doesn't really register on people that strongly. We know about it, but it hadn't really registered on everybody that strongly, because you can tell their commitment to the things of God. They anything can move, anything can change, anything can move you out of the way, make you back off, and all this kind of stuff. But when you understand how important it is to God and to you as a believer, then you won't neglect the study of the word. You won't neglect your prayer time. You won't neglect your commitments to the things of God. But the reason why so many back off, because they haven't gotten the revelation how important it is to learn and to know the things in the spirit so we can cooperate with God. Because listen to this, because it is God's will that not some people be saved, all. It's his will that all men be saved. Men, when I say men, I'm talking about mankind. Men go to hell by choice, not by force. God didn't force them to go there. They go there by choice. And that's why he is calling on us so we can get in their way, intercept, interrupt their sin, where they're headed. And there's a way, there's a power that's available to us to help them till they get their eyes open. That's why mercy rejoices against judgment. Because, see, mercy extend your time. Judgment will deal with you right now. Boom. It's done with. Amen. Glory to God. And so listen to this. So Paul said, I'm going to read it from the King James. I'm going to read it in the two verses together. It says, in the 18th verse, reading again, praying how long? How often? Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the spirit. Notice he didn't say just do it with your mind. He didn't mention the mind or the flesh, but he said in the spirit. Because that's where you get results, in the spirit. And you are a spirit being. You are born of God. And you need to learn how to live, walk, and abide in the spirit. Too many of us live in the natural, in the flesh. And when we're born again, we need to learn. Be diligent to learn how to walk in the spirit and abide there. And we are to learn the game we play, the job we work, the thing we do. We learn how to do that. You were diligent about when you wanted to drive. Am I right? You were diligent. You didn't think about the risk you were taking because you wanted to drive. You didn't think about the other car that was coming from the opposite direction as you were going this way. If somebody act crazy, it could hurt somebody. But you took the risk, didn't you? And you were willing to sacrifice and learn so you could know how to go from one place to the other without running into somebody or running a ditch. Amen, or running to the bridge rail. So he said, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the spirit. Then he said, now notice what he said, because I think, I know we read this prayer just about every Saturday morning when we have prayer. We read this scripture. Notice what he said, watching. Doing what? Watching. If you don't know what to watch, well, what you going to watch? That means you need to be aware of what you should be watching. Watching what? Thereunto with all what? With all perseverance. That means with all, I'm going to do whatever it takes to turn that situation around for that person. I'm watching. Watching what? I'm watching what the enemy is trying to do to them. I'm available to the Holy Ghost so he can tell me, you need to pray for them. You need to pray. You need to pray the prayer of supplication for that person if it's a saint. You need to pray that, because the enemy is trying to trip them up. See, when somebody do wrong, most of the time we jump on the person and say, oh, they should have known better. Well, they may have been dog. They may have been blind. They may have been dark in that area. Am I right? Huh? They may have been too much of a baby to know what to do. Now, how many of y'all would select Jarin to drive you home tonight? Now, he'll ride with you, but I don't think he's capable of driving you home. Hello? Hello? And that's why we got to be aware of what prayer is all about. And I know we're praying, but we hadn't scratched the surface yet. We are moving, but oh my God, there's so much more to accomplish. There's so much power available, the things that God has. And that's why the enemy keep trying to back you down, trying to make you feel insufficient, trying to make you feel unqualified, trying to make you feel intimidated, that you don't yield in those areas. I don't have nothing. You may not have nothing, but most time you have something. And you know how you get something? You keep asking. God's hand is not empty. I say it again. The hand of God is not empty. If you yield, he'll give. Oh, yeah, yeah. Ha ha. So he said, you notice he said perseverance and supplication for all saints. And one of the things, now listen to this next verse. And Paul said what? For me. What did he say? What did he say? For me. That what? Do you want me to stand up here before you and there's no utterance from God to you? I'm just up here filibustering. Just talking loose word, dead word, death dealing words. That's what you want? No. See, you want the Holy Ghost to have impregnated me with something that's come from the Spirit of God. So when I open my mouth, truth is going to come to you. And you can be confident that the truth is coming. Instead of trying to plunder, dig through and find some, because there's so much garbage there. And some people sit under that every Sunday. And that's why their lives is messed up. And then then don't you come up here and then you pray for me to do that. And then you come up with your container clothes. You know what I mean by that? You got to be open to receive what the Spirit of God is saying. All right, let's move on, because I want to get into this prayer of intercession here. Notice he said, utter may be given unto me that I may open my mouth. How? Boldly. This is the problem with too many saints, that we are not bold enough. We are bold, but we are not bold enough with our boldness. We need to open our mouth boldly when we hear the devil rattling off some stuff. We're going to talk about it in this session, I probably won't get to it tonight, but what I'm saying, in the lessons that I should have said, we're going to talk about some things that we cannot allow to get inside of us. And one of the things you hear out of most people, and you think about it, yeah, I know you heard it before, but one of the things you hear out of most people, you know what they say? God's in control. Haven't you heard that? But we are going to find out. God is out to get us to cooperate with him so he can do something in the earth. He can't do anything unless we cooperate with him.